This is The Drive with Trey Radel on 92.5 Fox News.
Trey Radel, your host of The Drive. We are live. And it is Freestyle Friday. You call us about anything you want. I'm curious, did the Dolphins win? I'm checking right now. Oh, they're in the third quarter right now. So there's some football on right now. The Dolphins up 20-6 over the Jets. We're going to talk football here for a second. Did anybody see Dolly Parton last night? Ian?
I did.
Just go while we're talking.
No, I will. I like Dolly. I'll go back and watch it.
You need to do it now. You have to do it right now, dude. You have to look. Did you all see Dolly Parton last night?
My goodness.
I admit.
Isn't she like 76 years old or something?
Do you know how many millions of people Googled how old is Dolly Parton?
I mean, it was the number one search.
77 years old is the answer.
77. My goodness.
Take a look at her, dude. She is in like Daisy. She's dressed up as a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader.
Yep.
She's in Daisy Dukes, like tiny ass shorts.
But it's really weird.
Oh, it's so uncomfortable.
Oh, my God.
Because I'm like, wait.
Like, I love Dolly, but that cannot be healthy. And also in a cheerleading outfit.
Did you see that she had to hang on to the wall?
Yes, she couldn't walk without holding on to the wall.
She looks like, look, I get, she obviously looks like she's had loads of plastic surgery. I would never peg her at 77 years old.
No.
Then you start looking like you're in this shell of a body and you can barely walk.
Yeah.
Did she really sing those songs? And then I start questioning if it was AI. Don't we have a clip? I think we have a, what do we have?
That's her.
Oh, yeah. Number is 239-479-5592. It's Freestyle Friday here. I'm going to talk about this for a little bit, but it's going to be a weird Friday. By the way, there's people out there that have never listened to this show that are just like out shopping on a Black Friday, sitting in crappy traffic or in a parking lot or something. Hi. Welcome. You can call in. You want to ask something political, personal, anything goes on Fridays. 239-479-5592. 239-479-5592. Freestyle Friday, you call in about anything you want. So,
I'm just glad to see that somebody that age can still do their job properly.
There you go.
Unlike Joe Biden.
Unlike Joe Biden.
I will say, though, it was awkward having her in front of the Dallas Star. Usually the performers are on top of it. You could see a little dark platform on top of it, but she probably couldn't, walk around on it, which is why she had to hold on to the wall, so she was on the bottom of it. It was a little awkward watching that.
It was awkward.
But given her age, I think it was... Look at her. I mean, she's doing
I'm looking.
It.
Yeah, listen,
that's
hold on.
That's the problem.
Everybody, listen to Tony.
I doubt I'll be around when I'm her age.
Listen to Tony Romo, who was a quarterback for Dallas for many years, had some injuries. He actually isn't. Yeah, I love listening to him when he's on TV. The Barstool Sports commentary on this was, let me read it here. Dolly Parton got Tony Romo horned up.
She was wearing the Cowboys cheerleading outfit.
Yeah. Okay. That's the beginning. Listen, Tony Romo, who is a good-looking, like, I don't know, he's like probably in his late 30s.
Yeah, he's not bad-looking. I think he's early 40s.
And, all right, and Jim Nantz, who's the guy there in the booth doing the announcing with him, tries to steer him away from Dolly Parton like four times. Listen.
She was wearing the Cowboys cheerleading outfit.
Yeah.
You saw that coming, didn't you?
I said,
I think she's going to go with a little cheerleading outfit tonight. And I was like, wow, it's pretty good.
What do you think we're going to see?
I mean, she looks amazing, right?
You never know what's going to happen
wonderful.
Here.
Who doesn't like Dolly Parton?
No, she's absolutely an American treasure. That's for sure.
And look at the cans on her.
So what do you think we're going to see in the second half?
More Dolly Parton breasts?
Yeah.
Dolly Parton has always been well endowed.
Oh, yes.
Up top.
Yes.
Though, this is now getting weird.
Uh-oh.
Her physically, like, looking at her, yeah, as a man, you look, you're like, damn, pretty hot lady. I think it'd be called a gilf. Maybe a good gilf. Oh, my God.
Wow. Okay, yes, we finally lost it, people.
We still haven't been fired. So, but then you look, her legs are, like, crazy skinny, and
yes,
there's, like, no muscle.
No.
And then you're like, yeah, oh, God.
No, but typically, you know, throughout her career, she's normally worn, you know, like bell bottoms or some kind of pants or something. So we don't get to see a lot of her actual leg. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Like, she's basically, you know, a tiny teenager with gigantic hands.
She could have wore that with pants, with white pants, and it would have been fine.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, she just there, man. Like, I'm 77. You could take it or leave it.
But I like to see people that will go out and just and put it out there like that.
Good for you, man.
I mean, she's got the stones to go and put it out there like that. I mean, just put it that way.
Believe it be actually bags of saline.
It could be. But whatever it is, it was enough fortitude to walk right out there and do it. Dressed as a Dallas cheerleader at 77, none of us in this room would probably dress as a Dallas cheerleader and go anywhere.
Never, ever.
I mean, the NFL
so
today.
So I'm just putting it out there. That takes some stones right there.
Yeah.
Hey, even if you identified, you wouldn't even qualify to be a Cowboy cheerleader. They are very strict.
Like the hair on my back wouldn't fly?
No.
My only problem is I just can't memorize the cheers. That's all.
Yeah.
Jim and Lehigh. Jim, did you see Dolly?
Yeah, you won't believe this, but I was thinking about that. I can't believe you're on, number one.
We're on. That's how we roll.
Checked, and I said, but we were all sitting down to dinner Thanksgiving yesterday, right at halftime, and Dolly comes on, and I'm like, oh my God, she's wearing a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader's outfit, right? And everybody got up from the table and went back in the living room, right?
To watch.
To watch. And I'm like, wow, she looks great, like you said. And then I'm like, she's in her 70s. And then I started looking closer like you did. I'm like, oh, you know, her legs and everything. But she still looks great for 77 years old. You know?
Jim, I know what you're saying. I know exactly what you're saying.
Because when I was in Korea in the military, I was an escort for the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, which was really cool. But
when you say escort, you mean it in the cleanest sense.
Right. It was clean for a while. I was one of their military escorts when they went around in Korea. It was really cool. But, yeah, they wore that outfit. It was really hot.
I mean, Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, they do. As Katrina was saying, actually, as I understand, the Dallas Cowboys still have some of the absolute strictest rules of what it takes to become a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader. And that's something that obviously they adhere to. And, looking at Dolly Parton last night, dude, it was just weird. You're like, you glance, you're like, damn, you're hot. And then you're like, boom.
Yeah.
I just threw up my mouth.
But she rocked it. You got to admit.
She did. Now, it was all lip synced. But you know what I found out today? God, I'm a nerd. Is that she came out with a new album. And I went and listened to it. If you can find it anywhere, she has a new album that dropped not long ago. It's called Rockstar. And she sings with Sting. She sings with Lynyrd Skynyrd. Like, she has this whole album. I think it's pretty new. I'm assuming that's why she did that last night. But so those songs, I think some of them were from that album that she did. I'm assuming that that's her actually singing. I'm sure there's some enhancement there. I don't know, at 77 years old, if you can have lungs like that, but she sounded good. Look good.
I think it was her voice because she's been doing it so long. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So long.
And you even hear, look, a quintessential thing of Dolly Parton, those, here, listen.
Was that this? Hey, mistakes?
I don't know how to explain it. That's how
I made a few. I've
Sounds good, man. So, Jim, can you finish any other stories about the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders and what you did with them in Korea?
I can just tell you this. I've been there. It was incredible.
Awesome. How? All right, I've got to leave that at that because I'll start digging around about Korea or your trip over to Thailand.
But I was never in Thailand.
No. Oh. Uh-huh. Allegedly.
But
not that we know.
It was so funny that everybody got up from the table and went into the living room and watched this.
Yep. Yeah. It was the exact same way where we were. Jim, my man, I hope you had a great Thanksgiving, dude. It's great to hear your voice.
You too, guys. Love y'all. Have a great day.
All right, brother. You too. I'm Jim and Lehigh. It's Freestyle Friday for all two of you listening. So that was one of the two. So
if you count us, it's three. So
yeah,
we're starting with
my
three.
My dad, he might be streaming.
He's four. The caller was four.
There we go. Do we count for listening?
Well, when you're talking, I'm listening to you, and when I'm talking, you're listening to me. So we're going to count us both as listeners.
We all count. So hey, feel free to call in. It's just you. You stuck in some parking lot or stuck in traffic? Is traffic even that bad right now? Actually, here. It's Black Friday. I don't even think the stores get crowded like they used to be. And you know what's fascinating about that? There's an NFL game today. I'll answer why, and it's brilliant when we come back. Why the hell is there an NFL game today? And do you even know the kickoff time? All strategic. I will share with you. It's really interesting, actually. When we get back, and you call in about anything you want, 239-479-5592. Do you know why there's this football game today? 239-479-5592. I'm Trey Radel. This is Drive with Brad.
92.5 Fox News. Right all along.
Hey, it's Trey Radel for my friends at Brooks Gourmet Burgers. I'm a foodie. I love a great burger, and this place is amazing. Not only do they have a huge variety of their incredible burgers with amazing flavor, but they also have gourmet hot dogs and some of the best milkshakes I've ever had. Southwest Florida agrees. They're in the TripAdvisor Hall of Fame. So do yourself a favor. Go have an amazing meal at Brooks Gourmet Burgers.
Hey, Sean Hannity here for Cathedral Roofing Innovations. Well, it's been a year since Hurricane Ian roared through our little slice of paradise. Now, fortunately, many homeowners have heeded my message to rely on Cathedral Roofing Innovations. Now, tile, metal, shingle, Cathedral Roofing Innovations, they do them all. And not only that, but they go to bat for you with your insurance company. Look around your neighborhood, and if you're one of the many homes that are still without a completely repaired roof, you need to call Cathedral Roofing Innovations today. There's no reason to wait any longer. They're going to come out and assess your situation. They'll give you a detailed estimate. Then they're going to follow through with your insurer to make sure that they understand the requirements of Florida's roofing code. Now, if you have a lowball estimate from your adjuster, stop fooling around. Get your job on track by going to cathedralroofingflorida.com. That's one word, cathedralroofingflorida.com. They'll start the process right away.
License number CCC 1334976.
Are you looking to build a boat dock, boat lift, or a seawall? Hello, I'm Jimmy Williamson of Williamson Brothers Marine Construction. My brother Joe and I, along with our children, represent the fourth generation of a tradition that began with my grandfather back in 1967. And it's a tradition of building something that you can be proud to put your name on. If you need a boat dock, boat lift, or seawall, call Williamson Brothers at 844-WB-BUILT. Our docks, boat lifts, and seawalls are constructed with materials that pass the test of time. We only use stainless steel fasteners, marine-grade aluminum boat lifts, and the strongest deck board in the industry, Wear Deck. It's the last deck board you'll ever need. And lastly, our seawalls. We build them with enough concrete and steel that they come with a lifetime warranty. If you need a boat dock, boat lift, or a seawall, call Williamson Brothers at 844-WB-BUILT. Or online at WBDocks.com. That's WBDocks.com.
When you enter a place of business, you're owed a legal duty that the place of business is safe for you to shop in because they are making a profit from you. That's the law. Yet many times a normal day ends with injuries because that business breached that duty because they knew or should have known of the dangerous condition that caused your injury. It happens every day in many ways. Slip and falls where cleaning and maintenance were ignored. Falling boxes and items stacked too high. And so many other unexpected occurrences and dangers only known to that business owner. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. If you suffered an injury at a place of business, let our team investigate and report back to you. The duty to protect customers from harm is the law, and our duty is to protect you after that harm. Visit ForThePeople.com for more information, or on your cell phone, dial pound law. That's all. Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. ForThePeople.com.
Speak up, Elf. What is wrong?
Polar vortex and a toy shortage.
Oh, hold on. Nothing's going to stop Christmas.
What about the super polar vortex?
Rudolph's nose will cut through even the soupiest weather.
But the toy parts are running late, Santa.
This year, Santa's helpers have helpers. Closet Factory's closeteers. Their organizational magic will surely save Christmas. At least I hope so.
Deliver the Christmas spirit to our deployed troops who can't spend it with their families. With 92.5's 10,000 for the troops. Go to rightallalong.net for more info.
Let's get to a call on this Freestyle Friday. You call in as well. 239-479-5592. What's up, Rob and the Kate?
Hey, how's it going?
All right.
Hey, I don't know if you guys noticed when you're watching Dolly performing without a microphone, she reminded me a lot of Ricky Bobby from Talladega Nights when he didn't know what to do with his hand.
Oh, my God. I haven't thought of that in so long.
If you watch it again, she's like, her hands are like all over the place. Like, just give her a microphone so she knows what to do with it.
Yeah, like, I'm assuming that in her live performances for all of her life, she always performed live. That obviously last night was not. But I wonder if she just felt totally awkward. The thing, though, that was also awkward to watch was where she kept grabbing, like, that ledge or the wall. And the way that I viewed that was, she's old. Like, she either was worried about slipping off or or tripping or not being able to stand up.
Here's a scary thing. Is she is not much older than Gene Simmons, and he's still going around spitting fire. And
yeah, dude, the Stones?
Gene Simmons.
Yeah, I know. And also, I'm adding to that. Also, the Stones.
The
Rolling Stones just announced another tour like 2 days ago.
Yeah, that's crazy. But they don't wear that armor either, eh? You go out there.
that's a great point. Mick Jagger, you know how old Mick Jagger is?
He's like 81 or 82.
He's 80, dude. Yeah. That is. He'll be 81 next year. And Keith Richards, who looks like a walking corpse, is 79. And they're all out there. It really is amazing, like, decade by decade, how we perceive age. I mean, when I was a boy, 80 years old was, you're done. You're in hospice.
exactly.
Yeah.
It all had to do with money, though, because I look at my in-laws, and they're the same age as, like, Gene and Paul, and they're two entirely different people.
Rob, my man, I appreciate it. Let me get to another call here. Sheldon. In the Cape. What's up, Sheldon?
Well, hello. Dolly Parton's one of my favorites, but I just wanted to share with you guys that, back in the 60s, up in Fairbanks, Alaska, I was a rock and roll singer, and we were going to get rich, and never happened. Then I went to Colorado, and had the opportunity to open for John Denver and Kris Kristofferson. And
nice.
And it was a lot of fun, and went broke. I went back to Alaska, and I just want to tell all the singers and songwriters out there, 90% never make it, and it's okay. Keep doing what you're doing. We've become friends with Richie Furay and a lot of other people. And remember, it doesn't matter. Just keep making your music.
Awesome. Sheldon, thank you for the words of inspiration, man. Much appreciated.
All right. Aloha.
Aloha. Which I guess, by the way, is hi and bye.
It's great. It's universal.
Do you know, in Italy, ciao, which we think is mostly goodbye, is actually hi and bye. Yeah. Informal hi and bye. Ciao.
Our language is needlessly complicated. We have 9 words for everything, unless it's genitals, and there's 100 words for it. I don't understand why our language is like it is. And I've actually spoke to, and I know you have too, spoke to people that come from other places. They're like, yeah, it's more complicated than you would think.
Yeah.
Because we have so many different words for things.
Yep.
You know, it's, I don't know, a lot of languages aren't like that.
Yeah. Yeah, and the construct of things is difficult. I mean, out there, look, when you get into like Italian is this, it can be constructed very weird because it's so old, like based in Latin. German is super weird for me, trying to understand that, where like you say, I don't even know how to describe
it. It's backwards.
Yeah, exactly.
It's what I call Yoda speak.
Yeah. Correct you are.
Backwards it is.
Correct you are.
I think.
Phone lines are open, 239-479-5592. Let me do this right now.
Open. So they are.
I'm trying to finish a serious point I teased to. Why?
Holiday it is.
And now I'm not going to do it. But in fact, it's going to make for a good tease again, the tease part two. Why is there a football game today? Anyone know why?
I guess because
everyone's at home. Yeah, no one goes out for Black Friday anymore.
Yeah.
I will tell you that there is another brilliant or nefarious reason for it.
Oh, it's always nefarious.
I'm voting for B. Okay.
We'll talk about that when we come back. And listen, it is Freestyle Friday. You can call about anything at all that you want. 239-479-5592. I'll dive into anything you all want. If you're not going to call in on a Freestyle Friday, all 3 of you listening, 4 we at now? Maybe.
I think we're up to 5.
Maybe. Is anyone texting us? There's just no one out there. If you don't call, I got some things on tap, including UAPs, UFOs, RFK. Are you going to vote for RFK? 239-479-5592. When we come back, in fact, that's kind of maybe the direction I'll take here. I'm gonna tell you why there's a football game today. It's pretty smart. It is capitalism at its finest. And I am curious, is there anyone out there considering voting for RFK, Robert Kennedy? 239-479-5592. I'm Trey Radel, is the drive.
92.5 Fox News. Right all along.
In order for small businesses to thrive, they need to be smart, efficient, savvy, staying ahead of the market at every turn, finding ways to do more with less, and taking advantage of every opportunity that comes their way. That's why Comcast Business is introducing the Small Business Bonus. For a limited time, you can get a $1,000 prepaid card with a qualifying gig bundle when you switch to Comcast Business, the company with the largest, fastest, reliable network. Yep, you heard that right. 1,000 back. Something extra for your company. From the company that powers more businesses than anyone else. So if you're a small business owner, don't wait. Call or go online to learn about the $1,000 bonus today. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 12/5/2023. New customers with gigabit extra internet, security edge, and one voice mobility line with 2-year agreement. Other restrictions apply. Call or go online for details.
Recovery after a storm is difficult. Keeping your family safe is job number one. I'm Mark Anajar from the law offices of Anajar and Levine. It's tough to see the suffering from hurricanes that are all too common as of late. Navigating the insurance process can be lined with pitfalls. Our team at Anajar and Levine is here to help. We handle insurance claims for victims throughout the state. Call the law offices of Anajar and Levine at 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733.
Office in Naples.
And now a word from Dr. Johnston at 596 back.
This year marks my office's 17th anniversary in Southwest Florida, Johnston Spinal Care. Throughout the years, I've witnessed how incredibly well spinal decompression therapy works. Watching back pain disappear for a retired doctor who had been suffering for 30 years and now can walk and run without any pain, a 71-year-old pickleball player who wasn't able to play after hurting his neck and is now able to play every day. If you've been in pain, you can imagine the joy. With spinal decompression, I'm able to effectively help those with sciatica, neuropathy, stenosis, degenerated and bulging discs without injections or surgery, safe with long-lasting relief. See if you may be a candidate. Call Johnston Spinal Care for a no-charge telephone consultation or MRI review. Let me help fix your back or neck problem. Write down my number and call my office, Johnston Spinal Care, at 596-BACK, 596-2225. That's 596-2225.
I'm Deborah Valentine. 24 hostages freed from Gaza in 2 separate agreements. A 4-day ceasefire underway between Hamas and Israel. President Biden commented this afternoon from Nantucket, Massachusetts.
I've consistently pressed for a pause in the fighting for 2 reasons. To accelerate and expand humanitarian assistance going into Gaza, and 2, to facilitate the release of hostages.
13 hostages released are Israeli women and children. In exchange, Israel is releasing 150 Palestinian prisoners. Fox correspondent Trey Yingst in southern Israel.
This is day 1 of what is expected to be a 4-day ceasefire, and so far, this is progressing as planned.
More humanitarian aid is flowing into Gaza under the ceasefire. No American hostages were among those released earlier today. Black Friday, the National Retail Federation expecting a 3-4% uptick in sales. America's listening to Fox News.
This Fox News update is presented by Lusk, Dreisaitz, and Tolisano, PA, serving Southwest Florida since 1982.
I'm Mark Dreisaitz of Lusk, Dreisaitz, and Tolisano. Have you been injured due to someone else's negligence? Accidents happen, and if you've been injured due to someone else's negligence, Lusk, Dreisaitz, and Tolisano will fight tirelessly to ensure you receive the compensation you deserve. With over 4 decades of legal experience, Lusk, Dreisaitz, and Tolisano has built a solid reputation in the Southwest Florida community through our dedication to your specific legal needs. We have a proven track record of winning for our clients. When you're up against insurance companies and powerful corporations, our team of skilled attorneys will navigate the complex legal process, ensuring your rights are protected every step of the way. Lusk, Dreisaitz, and Tolisano, tested and trusted, because winning is no accident. So, if you've been injured, don't wait. Contact Lusk, Dreisaitz, and Tolisano today at ldtlaw.com to schedule your free consultation. That's ldtlaw.com. Offices, Cape Coral, Fort Myers, and Naples. ldtlaw.com.
Pluto TV is your place for holiday channels, including Lifetime and Hallmark, all for free. Download the Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Hey, it's Drew Steele, and get ready because it's time once again, next Friday, Oaks Farm Seed to Table. We do our first Friday live broadcast, and we love being out there and love seeing you there. For the show, 6 to 9 a.m. They open up an hour earlier so that you can come in and enjoy some great breakfast and
I'm
so
Liz
much
Clayman.
More. Maybe do some shopping while you're there as well. And you know how awesome Seed to Table is and what a great place it is to shop. We hope to see you there. Oaks Farm Seed to Table, our first Friday broadcast, 6 to 9 a.m. at the corner of Immokalee and Livingston Road in Naples. Daybreak, 92.5 Fox News.
What do you call a liberal listening to 92.5 Fox News? Triggered. That's okay. Keep listening and eventually you'll get it right. 92.5 Fox News. Right. All along.
Trey Radel, your host of The Drive. It is Freestyle Friday, and we are here this Friday. Phone lines open, 239-479-5592. You can call in and tell us how awful the show is and why it sucks. You can call in and spout off on things we haven't covered enough, whatever you want. You can ask anything, say anything, 239-479-5592. Just don't use one of the 7 curse words. We can't do that. I need to answer the question about why is there a football game today. As I understand it, it's the first one ever on the Friday after Thanksgiving, a.k.a.
Black Friday,
which is a day that we do what?
Buy crap we don't need.
We buy tons of stuff.
I don't.
What we've noticed, too, is that there's not a lot of traffic out there. There might be some people in and out of the car that even went to the mall. Coastland, Edison, maybe you're fancy and went to Waterside. Wherever you've been, Coconut Point, I'm just naming stuff now off the top of my head.
Miramar Outlets.
Thank you. We can just keep going. Wherever you went, it is not nearly as crowded as it's been in past years. And why is that?
Amazon, online shopping.
What? Amazon is the answer. The dominate the marketplace on digital, right?
Well, I think there's another
answer. Hold on. Where can you watch the NFL game today?
Is it on Prime by any chance?
It is on Amazon Prime.
There we go.
Isn't that brilliant? I mean, like, look, however you feel about Amazon or the NFL, put that aside. That's really smart. And that what they did is, I'm sure that they paid a huge fee. They negotiated with the NFL to do a Black Friday game because they know that people are going to be watching it on their devices, their tablet, even on the TV, or watching the TV and then down looking at their phone on Amazon or whatever at home. They're already a member of Prime and shopping.
Interesting.
So the game started today at 3 o'clock. Oh, I don't even know where it's at right now. Who's winning the Miami Dolphins game? Let's see here. Oh, they're Dolphins up 27-6, if anyone cares, over the Jets.
They'll still mess it up. You know, I think there's another reason why we're not seeing the big, huge flux, the tents that are outside. Most of the big box retailers are moving away from that big, suspenseful open in the morning because it's dangerous for their customers and their employees.
Yep.
And so most of them, Black Friday deals go all week. Amazon does it.
Yep.
Most of your big box stores are running big Black Friday sales all week long.
They even do it in July, Christmas in July sort of thing. So just like, why even bother?
And I have not seen the word doorbuster used.
It's been a minute.
Year. Yeah. So I'm just putting that out there. If you guys, there's been a change in culture.
Yep.
Yes.
100%.
Yeah.
Let me get to Mike calling in on this Freestyle Friday. What's up, Mike?
It's Cyber Monday, too.
Yep, that is right. You got Cyber Monday?
Yeah.
But you know what's interesting, though, is I think over the years, they've all kind of blended together. Because now everything's cyber, really. I mean, yes, you could go in, but the way that, well, for the youngins out there listening, by any chance, what Mike's pointing out is that for years, in years past, there was the branding of Black Friday, come to our store, buy this stuff, like Ian was talking about, you know, where people went crazy waiting early to get there. And then there was Cyber Monday that you did all of it online. But now it just kind of all mixes together, I think.
Well, you know, I was listening earlier. I got in the car and you were talking to Jim about Dolly Parton and his Thanksgiving family party, and she came out at halftime of that game, the Dallas game, and they all went into the living room and watched. And I was thinking the opposite. So I'm watching the early game, Packers-Lions, and whoever that clown that came out at halftime in that game, we all left the living room and went back in the kitchen.
Who performed that halftime show?
Some guy named Jack, a white rapper.
Oh, God. Oh, that's why. I saw on social media it was Jack Harlow.
That guy, yeah.
Yeah, I don't, that's, Jack Harlow, a white rapper, I don't know. I don't think you can never top Eminem, but Jack Harlow, what does he sing? I don't, there's that, then there's this other dude named Young Gravy, who's a white guy, it's so bad. It's so awful. I mean, just, and that's objective, not subjective. I didn't see the Harlow deal. We should find some clips of it. I did see, though, you know, you mentioned that, Mike, and it, yeah, I, for better or worse, I'm on social media a lot because just not even posting, just reading for the show. And I saw a bunch of posts, Dolly showing Jack what's up. And I didn't know what that meant. I didn't know what the now
there
I
have it.
There you go, Mike. And are you Wisconsin or Michigan? Are you from Wisconsin or Michigan?
No, Chicago.
Oh, you're Chicago, close. Dude.
Yeah.
I heard
you can tell.
I heard a tell. Tinge of the accent, and I didn't know if you were going to be a Packers or Detroit guy. So Chicago, where are you from in Chicago?
Well, Evergreen Park originally, and then moved southwest suburbs to New Lenox.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice.
And came here 4 years ago and living the dream now, baby.
Wow. So did you come here to work or to retire? What's your deal?
Not retire per se, just have a different life.
Yep.
Still working. got a new career, restarted the career.
Wow. And yeah. You did it here? You were, whatever you do, you were able to just restart it here?
Yep, can come restart it here. I work in the financial industry. I'm a financial advisor, so you can do that pretty much from anywhere.
Yep.
Wow, and, man. Yeah, we got here right when the pandemic started, so it was tough. Can't deny that. Didn't know anybody when we got here.
Could you imagine being in Chicago during that? The lockdowns that they had, even in the burbs, dude. Bad.
They still haven't recovered from that.
Yep. In fact, I've got actually some I want to play about that this evening, which we'll get to. Yeah, man, I've got family still in Chicago, and they all just decimated their own city and suburbs with how blue some of those places lean as well. Well, good for you, man. I hope you love Southwest Florida, dude. Welcome.
We love it, and I love your show, and I hope you have a blessed weekend.
Thanks, dude. You too. Mike there, one of five people listening right now. I appreciate it.